Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, September 11, 2023 is Baker Street Robbery. The Baker Street Robbery was the burglary of safety deposit boxes at the Baker Street branch of Lloyds Bank in London, on the night of September 11, 1971. A gang tunneled 40 feet, 12 meters, from a rented shop 2 doors away to come up through the floor of the vault. The value of the property stolen is unknown, but is likely to have been between £1.25 million and £3 million. Only £231,000 was recovered by the police. The burglary was planned by Anthony Gavin, a career criminal, who was inspired by the Red-Headed League, a short story by Arthur Conan Doyle in which Sherlock Holmes waits in a bank vault to arrest a gang who have tunneled in through the floor. Gavin and his colleagues rented Le Sac, a leather goods shop 2 doors from the bank, and tunneled during weekends. The interior of the vault was mapped out by one gang member using an umbrella and the span of his arms to measure the dimensions and location of the furniture. The gang initially tried to use a jack to force a hole in the vault floor, and when this failed they used a thermal lance. When this also failed to work, they used gelignite to blast a way through. Once inside, they emptied 268 safety deposit boxes. The gang had posted a lookout on a nearby roof, who was in contact via walkie-talkie, and their broadcasts were accidentally overheard by Robert Rollins, an amateur radio enthusiast. He called the police, who initially did not take him seriously, so he used a small cassette recorder to make a recording of the burglars' conversations. The second time he contacted the police, they accepted what he was saying, and began hunting for the burglars while the break-in was in progress. They searched 750 banks in an 8-mile, 13-kilometers, radius, but failed to locate the gang. Police found the members of the gang soon after the break-in. One of the burglars, Benjamin Wolfe, had signed the lease for Le Sac in his own name, and informers provided information that led to Gavin. At the end of October 1971, police arrested Wolfe, Gavin, Reg Tucker, and Thomas Stevens. They continued to search for other members of the gang, including one woman, for 5 years, but no further arrests were made. Gavin, Tucker, and Stevens were sentenced to 12 years in prison. Wolfe received a sentence of 8 years, less than the others as he was in his 60s. There have been several rumors connected with the burglary, including one that the government issued a D-notice to censor the press, that one of the safety deposit boxes contained compromising photographs of Princess Margaret and the actor and criminal John Bindon, and that photographs of a conservative cabinet minister abusing children were found. There is no evidence to support these claims, and they have been widely dismissed. Some of the rumors inspired the story for the 2008 film The Bank Job. Many of the papers relating to the burglary remain under embargo at the National Archives until January 2071. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 037 UTC on Monday, September 11, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Baker Street Robbery. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Stephen Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.